The buzz of the previous night's murder had died down after the workday started. There was no time to talk. All concentration had to be on making the product, as each hat was handcrafted and the master expected perfection. They all knew what happened if a hat was not perfect. The person was called into the boss's office and never returned. Sam wondered how many would live to see a fortnight. He doubted that many would live to draw a week's wages. He guessed most of them had consumption or liver disease. It would be just a matter of time before they wound up on his table or thrown in a potter's grave. Before Sam could approach one and start up a conversation, he was directed toward a set of stairs leading up to Jonathan's office. With a backward glance at the workers, he made his way to the office as the pungent smell of the factory followed him like a ghost on the hunt. Jonathan rose from his chair behind his desk, walked around it, and extended his hand.
"So it appears that my reputation has extended beyond these walls. I am humbled, to say the least. I hope that my product lives up to the reputation that has preceded it."